Eric, we also had to get a guest to join us from the official opposition of the NDP here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by David Shepherd, the MLA for Edmonton City Centre and the NDP's health critic. I guess, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Always a pleasure, Cal.
Well, one thing we've certainly talked about before is the shortage of doctors in rural areas, particularly up here in kind of the northwestern part of the province. Now, we saw the announcement from Health Minister Jason Copping the other day of the, I believe what they're referring to as the RESIDE program as a way to, you know, get more incentives and whatnot to get more doctors in rural areas. I guess, why don't we start with kind of gets your thoughts on that announcement we saw the other day?
So I think we have to recognize that this is a government that's done incredible damage to the relationship with physicians, and that's had a real impact on rural communities. So this program is, I think, a small step towards trying to undo that damage, but there isn't really much here. Incentive programs aren't terribly new. It's a bit of an unoriginal proposal, and I guess doctors are going to have to weigh whether this small amount of money that the government is investing, which is about an additional $2 million on what they'd originally promised back in 2020, is going to be enough to overcome the kind of uncertainty, chaos that this government has created in the environment for him.
And I know in the announcement the minister made the other day, some communities up here that he identified were places like High Level and Fort Vermilion. But, of course, there are a lot of other communities up here that have had issues. Like just in the past month or so, McLennan's had a few situations where the emergency department has been closed for like a day or two here or there because of doctor shortages. We'll see that in other communities around here like LaCrete and Fairview. How timely do you think that this kind of program can help in addressing a lot of these shortages we got up here?
Well, there's real questions around that, Kyle. I mean, obviously there are a lot of communities that are in need, and it's unfortunate that in putting together this program, the government did not actually even bother to consult with the rural physician section of the Alberta Medical Association. They have a lot of expertise, a lot of knowledge, folks there that know how to get doctors into communities and where the needs are. They weren't consulted at all. And certainly it's going to be challenging, I think, as we come out of this pandemic, a situation that I think many would say this government has made far worse. They made a lot of decisions that put politics ahead of public health. And that created pressure in particular in rural areas. So as you say, there's a lot of communities in northern Alberta that have seen emergency rooms shut down, have lost access to services, have lost local doctors because of the actions of the government. So this is a small program to try to, undo some of that damage. And doctors for themselves are going to have to decide, I guess, if this is enough in the face of a government that they just can't trust.
And you mentioned the point on the negotiation stuff. We saw, I think it was just last week, the deal finally got made with the United Nurses of Alberta and, kind of how long that sort of taken. As you mentioned there, the rural medicine section of the Alberta Medical Association, was it really involved that much in sort of putting together this program? How much of a sign do you think that is when it comes to, I guess, future government negotiations when it comes to the healthcare field?
I don't take it as a good sign, Kyle. If this government truly wanted to build a better relationship with doctors, and I think that's absolutely necessary to solve some of these complex issues, like how we recruit more healthcare workers and physicians in particular to work in these communities, they really do need to be truly collaborative. And it's pretty clear in this case that they weren't. So I am concerned that we are seeing them continuing to, I think, prioritize what looks politically good for them over doing what's actually going to be good for Albertans to make sure that, particularly in rural areas, they have access to the care they need. So they really need to take it seriously in coming together to get a fair deal, I think, with doctors in Alberta, and they need to get rid of the legislation that says that any deal they do create can simply be torn up on a whim.
And when it comes to the sort of the point of building trust up with doctors in this province, what are some other things you think the province kind of needs to do to sort of help in that aspect?
I think, well, doctors want to see their government making some better decisions. Again, I know I keep saying it, but it's very true. Through this pandemic, the morale of frontline healthcare workers and doctors in particular has been utterly shattered by this government's repeated decisions. And that when we saw Premier Kenney's best summer ever, which led into that severe fourth wave, how long he waited before taking action again on this fifth wave. And then he goes out and he talks to the public and he downplays what the impacts actually are in our hospitals and in these areas where these doctors are actually seeing these impacts on the ground. That is absolutely devastating for morale. So if this government wants to rebuild trust with doctors, with our frontline healthcare workers, I think they need to start being actually honest. They have to stop playing politics, and they have to actually start working collaboratively and making real investments to support our public healthcare system instead of undermining it.
Funny, whatever I have against you, I just hear the trending 55 thoughts. You may also like to throw in a little personal question there, show that, you know, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, David, we are just over a month into the new year here. Now, I'm usually not one of those people that goes into the whole New Year's resolutions things. I guess, are you one of those people? And if so, what is the, I guess, New Year's resolution for you?
That's a good question. I guess there's a number of things I've been working on. I'm trying to, I guess, get a bit of a better work-life balance. So I'm working to make it a bit more priority, I think, to get my regular exercise. I've got a trainer, I've got a good program, and I've got to admit, at times when things have gotten intense, I sort of fall off a little bit on my workouts. But I know I feel good, I feel better when I do it. So one of my resolutions, I guess, is to get a bit more consistent on my workout schedule.
Well, certainly let you get on back to doing that. NDP Health Critic David Shepherd, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.